Ew!
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your base arms belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hate Combo Podcast, the world's most Skylarless podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy and Camilla. What's up?
Hi.
Skylar is not here this week because I had a party last night, and he died. He's at the bottom of my pool. Well, now floating on top.
Oh, see, I was going to say surprisingly. I thought he'd still be down there.
Oh, well, no. Well, I mean, I gave him cement shoes, but he broke free, but it was too late.
Oh. Oh, damn.
Yeah, what a loss. He's going to be listening like, son of a bitch.
I had to work, guys. Come on,
guys. Well, you see, Skylar's not here, and we still are three-hit combo. So, you know, his two-hit combo jokes really have no merit anymore. Boom! We can get a third person anytime we want. Do you know how many people are clamoring to be on this show?
Like, probably half.
Half?
I don't
know. Half of what?
Half of a person.
Half of a person. Half of me wants to do
We'll get so desperate one day, like, Max will be one. Be like, what do you think, Max?
There's a lot of people whose head says no, but their heart says yes.
Just looking at me, come on.
Come on. Come on. You want to be on the podcast.
Come on. No. Come on.
Eventually it's like, come on. Come on.
Oh my God.
What?
You know what I think just removed me from Facebook?
Who?
One of my college teachers. I don't know, I'm friends with her. Either she died or she removed me.
What the hell did you think of that?
I don't know. For some reason, we were talking about the dog, and then my brain instantly was like, English teacher.
Yeah, she looked like a dog.
All I heard was woof, woof, woof whenever she talked in class.
So, how was your weeks? Camilla, how was your week?
So much better because of your party.
That's good.
Yeah, it was pretty epic. I had a shitty week at work, so this made up for it. If you could have a party every week, it would totally make work much better.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Mostly because of the massive amounts of alcohol in the pool. But mostly because of your company.
Oh, that's the best part. Oh. I also, like, I said on the, like, on the Facebook group, I was like, hey, there's going to be some alcohol, but, you know, you should probably bring some, too. Well, then, I found a really good deal on some Bud and Bud Light, so.
What was the deal? How much was it?
The 20-pack bottles were $11.99.
Oh, damn, that is a good deal.
Uh-huh. So I got 40 bottles.
Damn, dude.
And, but, you know, like, because I said on the group, you know, hey, it might be a good idea to bring your own. So a lot of people did bring their own. So I still have, like, 34 bottles of beer sitting up there. And a box of wine and some kiki bottles. And gin that we never drank.
Oh, that's
thank
right.
God.
Yeah.
Who brought the, was it Absolute?
Oh, that was Leaper. He took that.
Okay. Stuff was all right.
That with Sprite and an ice cube was good.
Yeah. You don't even feel yourself getting smashed.
You won't even know until it's too late.
Until you get a punch in the Adam's apple for someone that you punched.
Ugh. Or all your toes break, like mine. I've got about seven good toes. No. One, two, I got ten. Six. I've got six toes at 100% right now.
The inflatable tube deflates because so many bros are jumping on top of each other.
Look, hey, there's nothing wrong with four bros on one tube.
There's nothing gay about it.
I don't even need to say anything. It says it all right there.
We were trying to see how many guys we could fit on one tube. I don't think that's so weird. By the way, the record is four, but only for a few seconds.
Yeah.
Three, you can hold on there all night.
Yeah.
Four, that's you're done
four,
at four.
You're just putting too many dicks in a tube.
Four guys, five dicks.
Something's wrong.
Can your dogs swim in the pool?
Like, no. Well, I mean, they can, but they
shouldn't.
No. Well, that and they want to get out.
Oh.
They hate water, so.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's not
any particular reason, or are they just they're just
no.
Not
they
like
just
dogs?
They just like water. I don't know what the deal is, but they hate it. Especially Chip. He'll try and dry off as fast as he possibly can. So after a bath, it's hilarious. He runs around the house real fast and rolls on the carpet. It is. It's hilarious. It's the funniest thing ever.
I know if you hold a dog's head, they can't shake out.
If you hold the dog's head.
Yeah, like if you hold their head, because their head starts the whole shaking movement.
Oh, so if you hold it before... Like,
yeah, so if you hold it, they can't start shaking.
Mm. And if you grab a cat by the scruff of their neck, they'll just chill out and lay down.
Interesting. I've always wanted to know how to subdue cats.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
You're all set.
Because it's like an instinct from when their mom would take care of them, so you just grab them there, like...
They go all dead weight.
Yeah. And I guess it has no, like... nerves or anything, so it doesn't hurt them. So,
oh, that's good.
Yeah,
so I can swing them around
by this by the neck scruff.
Andy, how was your week?
It was all right.
It's all right, just all right.
I went to these dumbass corporate training classes, and we had to do all this stupid fucking corporate role playing.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah. Role play.
Yeah, it was fucking retarded.
That's fun. Okay, Andy. Okay, you be me, I'll be you, and you be an angry customer.
Yeah, that's literally what it is. They're like, all right, you're going to be the angry customer, you're the manager, how do you deal with it?
Oh, man, they should have, if they would have hired me, I would have been an angry customer. I could have done all the golden ones, like, oh, sir, could you pour me a new bowl of soup? This one's too cold. I'm going to pour it from the same place you got the first cup. What makes you think it's going to be any warmer?
There's like two coffee grounds in my cup. Can you brew a whole new pot? Thanks.
Sure, give us $20.
Yeah.
For the coffee we waste.
Yeah, the district manager was talking about how much, he's like, look at the variance in coffee, and someone's like, we have to waste all that on purpose. And he's like, oh yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, Panera's coffee can only be out for about 40 seconds before you have to brew a new cup. If it doesn't burn people's mouths, they don't want it.
Yeah.
Same thing with their soup. It's not 175 degrees. I don't want it. No, it's 165. Deal with it.
I had someone one time when I used to work there. It said, like, I want it hot enough to burn my mouth. Why? Why would anyone want that?
It's the only thing I can feel anymore.
She was really old.
It's always the elderly.
There was an elderly couple the other day. It was like 85 degrees outside, and they figured out how to turn on the fireplace.
Oh my god.
Dude, yeah.
I hated that.
Yeah. They figured out to grab the knife and put it through the little minuscule slot and like jam it around a couple times before it turned on. I can't even figure out how to turn the damn thing on. I hate it. Octogenarians figured it out.
Bear fire! I love the warmth.
I remember when it was invented.
Yeah, it reminds me of some, there's like this elderly couple that, drives by their scooters past my store. And, in like April, it's like, you know, it's like 62 degrees in the morning or something. They're bundled up like it's 15 degrees out and blowing snow.
I need my heavy jacket and scarf.
It's so cold.
My soul's frozen. How's your week?
Pretty good. Yeah, it was good. I can't think of a dull moment.
That's good.
Okay. Are you excited for tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, even though it is my legitimate birthday.
Wait, so you're getting your procedure done?
Yeah, tomorrow.
On your birthday.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I have to go get a toenail cut out of me. For the first time, so I don't know what to expect. I've never been there before. And I get to pay $30 for it, too, because it's counted as a specialist.
That's not bad, I guess. I mean, it could be
it's
worse.
A toe.
It could be worse.
It could be worse. Yeah, I could be hit by a bus, but, I mean, it's a toe.
They have to put, like, an injection in your toe. So that's probably where the money is.
Probably.
Oh, God.
Oh, heads up. You're going to have an injection in your toe.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Through the nail.
Oh my god. Fuck that.
Like they're gonna take the nail, lift it up, and then
oh, Andy. Oh god. See, that's why I keep a cyanide pill in my mouth at all times.
That's what you said last time, too.
Oh god, that sounds. I'm not really looking forward to it. It's at noon, too, so I don't even get to sleep in on my birthday that much.
Wow. Let's sleep in. Don't stay up till like 5.
When do you go to work?
Well, I mean, on days off, I like to sleep in until like 10 or 11. If I can. I can't really do 11 anymore, but when I go to work, I usually get up at 6:30, so.
Do you work on Tuesday?
Yes.
Oof.
I know.
At least you don't have to do a lot of walking around.
No, but enough to where it's about time to This is probably a very great conversation for people to listen to.
Yeah.
How's Matt's toe doing? Toe Watch 2012. Dun, dun, dun. All right, how about we just get into gaming news?
All right.
Let's do it.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo.
You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
All right, so for gaming news, I know this isn't Camilla's strength, so Camilla, I just want you to be the hype person.
Ooh.
Every now and then after I say something, just go, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You heard? All right. You may remember hearing about a Need for Speed film that was in the works, but was in need of a studio to back it up. Well, EA and writers George and John Gattens have found a studio.
Yeah.
Guess what studio is picking up the Need for Speed movie?
DreamWorks.
DreamWorks.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Could be interesting.
It's going to be like Fast and Furious.
Steven Spielberg said he's excited to bring Need for Speed to the big screen.
I thought he sold that. I thought he sold DreamWorks.
And DreamWorks chairman and one of the greatest directors of all time, in parentheses, Steven Spielberg said.
Oh, shit. So.
Have they said anything about casting or anything?
No, there's nothing about casting yet.
Oh. Maybe the other co-owner sold it, his share.
Possibly. Is that my phone?
No.
Oh, was it that Camille? Okay. Yeah. It felt like it was right here, and I was like, what the fuck? Because the other day when someone called me, it gave me the default ringer out of nowhere.
Huh. I don't know
why. It didn't use
was
my
ringtone.
Was
it someone you didn't like?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was work, actually.
No, that's why.
Asking me for a drill and a hammer to put together a desk. I said, don't put together.
Really?
Yeah. We got a new desk, and they're like, can we put this together? It's a huge desk, and they're like, can we put this together? I'm like, it's probably not a good idea, because you guys are going to get about halfway done and realize you need more tools. Lucky for me, they just started and realized they needed more tools, so I don't have to come into a half-done desk.
Nice.
Assassin's Creed 3's PC version could be delayed. It's just another chain in the link of long-standing shitting on PC lately.
Do PC games come out a long time after the...
That seems to be the trend.
It's been the trend lately. It used to be that PC and consoles all got released on the same day because developers treated PC the same as consoles, but now they're not really doing that anymore.
Yeah. PCs kind of get doo-dooed on.
When does Assassin's Creed 3 come out?
Well, it's supposed to come out on October 30th.
So I've got till October 30th to finish the second one.
And Brotherhood. Oh, yeah, and Revelations.
But if you want to get it on PC, you're going to have to wait till probably November 20th.
That's not bad.
So get it on PC. Well, I know, but if you're a big PC player and you're waiting to play the game, another month's kind of killer. Mm. When games get announced and you have to wait 10 months for them.
But you're probably used to it by then if you're that big of a PC
player. No, you're not used to it.
Yeah. Really?
You're never used to it.
Yeah, it sucks.
Oh.
You expect it.
It's just something. Video game delays are just something you never get used to.
Yeah.
Because they suck. Because you're like, it's coming. Because they announce it so far in advance.
Yeah, that is true.
That you really start getting hyped for it. And then it's almost here. And then you got to wait another month.
Like the new Bioshock. It was supposed to come out in February. Now it comes out. Then it came out. It was supposed to come out in October. And now it comes out next February.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like Half-Life 3. Who knows when that's coming out?
Yeah.
I don't get started on that one.
No, I've accepted that.
Speaking of Half-Life 3 and Valve, this next story is from the Anal Network.
Yeah.
Adult Swim has launched a promo page for a new, very likely Team Fortress 2-related project it's been working on with Valve, which is hinted to be shown next week on Adult Swim.
I hope it's just a random TV show.
Some people think it might be the long-awaited Meet the Pyro trailer, and that they could be working on like another... team, like a set of Team Fortress 2 shorts for Adult Swim.
Oh, all right, maybe.
I think it's funny though. All my Valve news I get from Andy.
Yeah.
So I just kind of picture Andy like every day looking, going, not today. And he crosses off another day on the calendar, and he's like, I'll send this one to Matt.
Well, I'll see Valve, but I'm just like,
whoa. Valve has been working on more hats for Team Fortress 2. Oh.
Or maybe, yeah, maybe it's Adult Swim day. Hats.
Adult Swim hats. Oh, my God.
I'd buy a Master Shake hat. Actually, I wouldn't buy a hat.
I was going to say. There's new rumors for a game coming out from Square Enix. Guess what it is, Andy? Guess what the rumors point to.
Square Enix?
Square Enix.
Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy.
15? Mm-mm. 16?
Mm-mm. You want to go back. You got to go back.
Oh. Oh, 11? Isn't it 11?
Final Fantasy 13 3.
What?
Yeah, I know, I know. Final Fantasy director Motomo Toriyama may have hinted at their next Final Fantasy project, and it may be another direct sequel to their 13 line of games. According to the Japanese website FF Reunion, the fate of Lightning might be told in another 13 title. Now, while it kind of seemed like it might be in another title, it might also be DLC.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see.
That's fucking stupid.
I know. How does that game get... How does that game get a third sequel, even though the first and the second were terrible?
Yeah.
But Half-Life.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's probably, like, two dudes working on Half-Life
there's
3.
There's no justice in this gaming world.
No. But I bet there's just, like, two guys just sitting in a room one day, like, you know what would be a great idea? No. You know what would be
a great
idea?
Working on it on their free time.
Yeah.
And they're getting shot down every time they bring it up. You know, we're basically done with the game right now. No. We can't put in the effort to launch another game right now. You just hold on.
We're remaking stuff. Just hold on.
Speaking of Final Fantasy, it looks like Final Fantasy VII is finally coming to Steam for the price tag of $12.99.
With achievements.
With achievements. Yeah. Also, the cloud saving, of course, online profiles. There will be a game alteration in the form of character boosting items that seemingly turn on a god mode for hard to beat segments. But RPGs, it's kind of... With RPGs, is there really a hard-to-beat segment? If you can't beat some, just go level up and come back.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Seven was good for leveling.
I guess, if you count things like Emerald Weapon or something like that. Those are just luck.
Fuck those weapons.
Or Ozma, which in Final Fantasy IX.
You beaten.
Which, by the way, I beat in under 5 minutes. One of my proudest moments of my life.
You beat an entire game in 5 minutes?
No, I beat a boss that people spend days on in 5 minutes.
Oh.
I remember...
I have the video on YouTube.
I remember seeing a video on YouTube of some guy who left his PlayStation on because he was fighting Ozma for like 5 days, and his brother fucking turned it off on him.
That sucks. Yeah, Ozma's a dick, man. But you just gotta level up.
Yeah.
That works. I had all those like auto life and auto
those
reflect
nice.
And stuff like that. Yeah, so it made it a lot easier. I had to get a little bit lucky because he can't, like, do instant death, but, you know. Mm. Still, I did it.
The Grim Reaper, Hades, that guy's a dick in all the Final Fantasies.
Hades, I think that's the boss where if you beat Ozma and then you fight him in Memoria, he's like, oh, I'm going to do it. What? You beat Ozma? Oh, there's no turning back now.
Well, fuck.
It's hilarious. And, the other Tantarian, the book.
Oh, yeah.
He took me like an hour to beat.
Dude, that book was a dick.
Yeah. I wasn't nearly as leveled up when I fought him. But
that's in the castle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can either fight him really early in the game, like in the first disc, or you can fight him in like the beginning of the third or something where you have to rescue
Garnet. Is that game
Garnet.
Four or three discs?
Four.
Four?
All right. Four discs. And the best Final Fantasy game of all time.
I really like Seven.
That's... I love 9. 9 is my favorite by far. I've beaten it twice, and I want to beat it again.
9's the only one I haven't beaten.
Oh, Andy, we should play it. You can play two-player in that game. Did
you
know that?
Yeah. I didn't know that. Marissa and I used to play it.
Yeah. There's really no point for two-player,
yeah,
but it's
pointless.
You can just trade the controller or something when you... It's stand and wait. But anyway, the rumors keep flying around that Microsoft and Sony want to ban used games on their next-gen consoles. But apparently, that won't happen for the Wii U.
Oh.
Nintendo of America's EVP Scott Moffitt says, we haven't incorporated any features that will discourage used game sales at this point. We're not trying to circumvent that.
I don't think they're going to.
It's no, pointless. I don't think they're going to either.
It would just destroy them.
The 3DS XL is coming out with a 90% larger screen. So
the
if you have
fatty one.
So if you have a 3DS, prepare to spend another $200 for the 3DS XL.
Yeah. Dude, all the people that fucking buy those whenever they come out to. Like, oh, new version. I'm going to buy it.
Yep. And then they got all the add-ons and stuff for the regular version, so they got to rebuy them for the new.
Yeah.
Wreck-It Ralph video game will apparently be a Nintendo exclusive.
Eh? I'm not too butthurt about that.
Yeah, I'm just...
No. The movie looked cool.
Yep, a lot of the characters in Wreck-It Ralph are apparently licensed from Nintendo.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so it looks like Nintendo might be getting the exclusive rights to the game.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm. No big.
All right, and that was gaming news. Pretty much all provided by ScrewAttack.com. I was having trouble finding gaming news. Jumped over to ScrewAttack. I found a ton.
Nice.
Yeah. Dig isn't helping me lately. Dig's not doing so hot.
I just use Joystick.
Joystick? Joystick's a good site, too. Yeah, Dig has not been doing good for me with finding gaming news. I can find technology and news just fine, but gaming news, there was seriously... Because you could see on the page like how many days ago it was submitted. Like the fourth story down was like submitted 9 days ago. Yeah. Really? Jeez.
Yeah, they don't update on the weekends.
Yeah, everyone's asleep at the wheel over there. It's crazy. Yeah. So, that will do it for gaming news. Let's go on to technology. Should I even play Skylar's drop? I mean, he's not even here.
Play one of them. Oh, mine or yours.
All right.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. This is technology news.
I love how Andy still snickers at, yeah. Whoa. Even though we've heard that.
I don't expect it all the time.
We've heard that drop a few times now, but he's still like, whoa. According to a study published by the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, or NEREL, or NREL.
NEREL.
Added an extra E for some reason. Up to 80% of the power needed by the whole country in the United States could be supplied by renewable energy sources by 2050.
I saw that. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. They're saying could, not necessarily that it will. The agency even believes that a large chunk, 50% in fact, could come from wind and solar.
That's a heavy stream of energy.
Mm-hmm. This percentage that they said could be achieved using technologies that are already available today.
Like wind and...
Contribution by all 50 states is one of the keys to make it happen, with each state playing to its strengths.
Nebraska could definitely do lots of more wind.
Yeah, there's actually, yeah. I was driving Tyler home today, and there's wind turbines out by Fremont now.
Are there?
Yeah.
Nice.
I saw one where a giant-ass semi was carrying one of the wings.
Oh, yeah?
Out.
Yeah, they're big. Yeah,
they're huge. I didn't even know what it was. I'm like, what is this space-age technology that is going down the interstate in Nebraska right now? It was insane.
But yeah, those things are huge.
Yeah.
It's like seven people tall.
And then I read something on the internet that said that Sweden imports a bunch of other of Europe's waste, like their garbage and everything, and then they cycle it through in Sweden and use it as a renewable resource too.
Huh.
Fucking Swedes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
But if those numbers are to be realized, using 80% of our... energy sources renewable, they have to pretty much ramp up what they're doing right now. Like, currently we get 50 gigawatts of renewable energy per year.
50 gigawatts?
Right. We're going to have to jump to about 439 gigawatts to reach 80%.
1.21 gigawatts.
Which means more than 2,500 wind turbines have to be installed per year.
2,500? Jesus.
Another issue addressed is grid storage. A smarter power grid that can balance supply and demand from renewable energy sources is needed.
So in order to get to this 80% efficiency of renewable and resource and stuff, everything's got to be amped up by like 500%.
Yeah, they got to amp up a lot of shit.
You know what
That's
I always...
not going to happen.
You know what I always wanted to know?
They said it can, but that doesn't mean it will.
How they store energy.
How they store energy?
Yeah.
I know with solar energy, it has to do with like salt and shit.
What?
Yeah, I know. We did this in one of my science classes.
Hmm. But yeah, grids and shit. How do they? Yeah. Do they like have like banks where
That'd
they store this shit?
That'd be an interesting class to take, like renewable energy class, but not for like.
That would be a cool class.
Yeah.
Learn about geothermal and shit like that.
Yeah. I bet UNO's got something.
I'm sure they do, but I'm not about to take it.
I take it. I need another science class. Yeah. Science class.
Can I read your book during that class? Used cooking oil powers a passenger jet from Toronto to Mexico.
Ooh.
Now, not completely used cooking oil. It was a 50-50 blend of jet fuel and used cooking oil.
Oh. Well, still, though.
Yeah, it's
still well, still, yes.
Is it expensive?
I would assume it's less expensive.
Yeah. Dude, jet fuel's expensive.
And the plane's emissions were cut by 40%.
Oh, nice. Hmm. I know jet fuel's like three times what diesel is or something.
Yeah. And used vegetable oil is very similar to diesel.
Nice.
Like, I think Mythbusters ran a diesel engine on vegetable oil.
Nice.
They probably blew it up at the end.
Probably.
Did you guys know that Andrew WK has a web, or has, I think it's a TV show where he just blows shit up?
No.
Yeah. Mm-mm. He literally just, it's called like Build It, Destroy It, Blow It Up or something.
That's cool.
But yeah, it's just a show where he goes around and blows shit up.
I should have played that at his party song. But...
Party, party, party.
Yeah, I should have played that at my party last night.
I love Andrew WK.
Google is starting an online bank for endangered languages.
What?
Yeah, it's the Endangered Languages Project, which is saving, you know, bits and pieces of languages that are going extinct.
Huh.
Like, what's going extinct, I guess?
Well, there's over 3,000 languages plotted on the site's map.
Damn.
I mean, there's tons of languages going out. I mean, I did the story on the podcast a few months ago about two people that still speak this one old, like, Aztec language or some weird shit like that in Mexico.
Huh.
But, they don't talk to each other because they hate each other. So no one speaks anymore.
Oh, that's funny.
It's kind of cool. And different dialects are dying out, too. There's
there's
a little town in Texas that only speaks one certain dialect of German.
Oh, wow.
So that's not even in Germany at all, and it's very remote.
This platform preserves, you know, old languages and even has a few multimedia resources available, like Navajo, Aragonese have... And others have video samples of people speaking that.
Oh, that makes sense. And Native American should have been one of our first thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of those are dying out.
Yeah.
Not going to make a joke.
Proud of you.
Not going to make a joke.
Yeah. Nope.
Google threatens to sue huge YouTube MP3 conversion site. I didn't know this site existed until I read this article. YouTube-MP3.org.
No way.
And you just put in a link and you download the MP3.
What? You didn't know websites like that existed?
No, I knew websites like that existed.
Oh, you just didn't know about that
But
one.
I just use YouTube Downloader.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. And then convert it myself.
Got it. All right.
But I didn't know this. I mean, that's really simple. I mean, I don't use YouTube Downloader and don't convert it myself.
Well, YouTube's like half at fault for having that shit up there.
Well, that's really good advertisement for that website then before they get sued.
It is.
They can pay off the lawyer bills in the next
According to Google's DoubleClick service, it pulls in about 1.3 million visitors each day.
Damn.
And there's only one thing you can do there, so what do you think they're all doing?
Yeah. Damn. We should do the three-hit combo converter, just to piggyback off of them.
Three-hit combo converter?
Yeah.
What would that do?
It converts our podcasts into happy chiptunes. It'd be pointless.
What are you doing there, news story? You don't belong there. This is technology news. Move over. A magic potion magically transforms vodka into any liquor you like.
Is it more vodka?
Oh, okay, this is going to be... It's kind of a trip, so follow along. You have tons of vodka lying around. Maybe your friends left it. Maybe it was on sale. Maybe you bought it because it was cheap and you heard you can make it to whatever booze you want. Wait, what? Now, it sounds like bullshit. But that's what Still Spirits claims is magical with little flavor pouches. Just add vodka. And according to Gizmodo, the results were shocking. Now, here's what happened. How these flavors are made, though, is not an easy process. Still Spirits starts with a popular brand of booze. For instance, Tennessee Bourbon is modeled from Jack Daniels.
All right.
The reference spirits are run through a gas chromatograph. There we go. Big words. Mm. Got to send them out. A machine that can analyze the substance down to its chemical component parts. The results show various compounds as spikes on a graph. In a whiskey, there may be as many as 1,300 spikes. The wood of a charred oak barrel may add as many as 20 compounds on its own. But now all of the spikes are significant, so Still Spirits determines which compounds are critical to the flavors, tweaks the recipe, and works with the flavor manufacturer to dial it in. So basically, they're rebuilding the molecules from scratch.
Oh.
Huh.
And that's what's in the flavor packet.
Huh. Wait, so you put the flavor packet in the vodka and it changes the molecules? And
no, it just basically...
It just adds those molecules. It adds that flavor.
Yeah.
So is it still vodka?
It's
or
still
is it
vodka.
It's going to still be vodka, flavored. But it's going to taste exactly like another.
Yeah, it's going to taste like whiskey.
So you can get gin, dark rum, tequila, absinthe, bourbon.
Ooh, absinthe.
But your vodka's, you know, your vodka's going to taste like rum if you use the rum one.
Yeah.
So then what would be the benefit of something like that?
Because
oh
you
my
can get
god.
Gallons of vodka for like $3.
Knock oh. off. Knock Let's off start bootlegging.
Start bootlegging.
Yeah.
Well, and another thing is, you know, like their flavor packet, the one specifically that they were talking about tastes like Jack Daniels, which is expensive.
Mm. Oh, okay. Mm. I guess.
But you can
that.
Get those plastic vodka bottles that look like milk jugs that say vodka on them. Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh.
I know. I hate vodka, too.
It's only good with mixing.
Well, and then even then, if you put a flavor into vodka, it's going to turn into a more horrible liquor. Like whiskey or bourbon. Just, God.
Whiskey's not bad.
Awful.
Good whiskey's not bad. Some honey whiskey, like Jack Daniels. That's those shots of whiskey we took at Maplewood were good.
Those were the last. No, those were the last things. Thank you very much.
Those were the last things I remember.
Those were the last things. Those were good. I mean, the aftertaste wasn't that great, but you know.
What kind of whiskey was it that you got him?
Jack Daniels.
At least it was good. It wasn't like beer.
It's not like you cared at that point what tasted good.
Yeah, it's
you don't
true.
Even remember taking it, and then 2 seconds later, no, I remember. You a tequila
he remembers that one. He doesn't remember the rum shot I got him.
I don't remember the
that
rum.
Was later. It was Captain Morgan, by the way. You're welcome.
That stuff is actually really smooth.
Yeah, Morgan is really smooth.
Who's Morgan? Yeah, who's Morgan, Andy?
Don't start shit, Matt.
Come on.
I didn't slap you yesterday.
Controversy creates cash. Start yelling at each other.
That is true.
All right, so that's going to do it for technology news. I feel like we're missing something today.
Skylar?
Yeah, it's Skylar. We're not very peppy today either.
Oh.
It's either Skylar or the fact that we're kind of exhausted from yesterday.
I did. I've been doing homework since I woke up today, so. Yeah.
I've been at work and took a nap, so I'm not really.
I had to clean up from the party. And I didn't do it till about 1. And it was like 94 degrees outside.
That's the fucked up thing about throwing parties, dude.
Yeah, you got to clean up the next day.
Yeah.
We made it pretty easy, though. Tyler and I took the mini fridge and tilted it back so no bottles fell out. We just carried it into my room.
Oh.
So now I got 2 mini fridges full of alcohol in my room.
That's awesome. I remember the day after my kegger. We had like 3 doctors, or she had like 3 doctor's appointments, and then we had to come home, and like the whole fucking day, we were both just like, God, fuck it.
We had to clean up red velvet cake. We had to clean up the tables.
See, what you need to do for, and you're doing the kegger again, right?
Yeah.
At least you're thinking about it?
Yeah.
Okay, you should, because it was amazing. But anyway, what you should do is just charge like a $5 cover, and then the next day, get a maid to do it.
We were thinking of charging a cover if we got the bouncy house.
Yeah, that would be sweet.
And you should really write up like a bounce at your own risk thing.
Yeah.
You should. I mean, I'm serious.
I mean,
you should.
But I mean, if it fucking pops, I don't know how much I'd have to, because, dude, this is just going to be a bunch of drunken adults.
Well, there's got to be a weight limit. Someone needs to enforce that.
I'm not going to be the one that's like, hey, you're too fat. Get off that.
Maybe just put on the outside, like, weight limit, so many pounds. Average American, so many pounds. And then count.
Josh Hotson.
Oh.
Yeah, put everyone's weights up there. That's a good idea. You're not going to alienate everybody.
All the chicks that come just put really absurd weights on there.
482 pounds. Boy, that's not even close. So
it's like 10 pounds less.
So it's double.
When you, like, tack on, like, 30.
All right, let's move on to news.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the 3-Hit Combo News Desk with Matt, Andy, and Skylar.
Not Skylar.
Yeah, that's true, not Skylar. Oh, shit, hold on, let me play that again.
News team, assemble!
I do something in these occasions. And now it's time for the 3-Hit Combo News Desk with Matt, Andy, and
Camilla.
There you go.
Forgot about that. Okay, now where is really not that bad of a place to be super glued to?
The toilet.
The toilet, exactly. Because if you're super glued somewhere, chances are the first thing you're going to need to do after a while is go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But a woman in Monticello, Kentucky was super glued to a toilet. The woman was stuck for more than an hour on the toilet because the seat was covered in super glue.
Yes.
How did the seat get covered in super glue?
Some little shits.
Little shits, yeah. It was just some kids. The unidentified woman was taken to the hospital after emergency responders were able to get her off. We are looking at it, says Chief Ralph Miniard of the Monticello Police Department.
Ralph Wiggum.
Who told Wave TV, right now I wouldn't be prepared to say it was an accident or intentional.
Seriously, it's an accident that a toilet seat is covered in super glue?
Yeah.
You have to seriously.
Now, like, if you sat down, would you not
automatically
realize that there's something on the seat? Now, if it's super glue, like, because super glue doesn't glue you instantly, all right? Yeah. It takes a second.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, oh, now I'm stuck. So, like, I would get up, like, right away. Now, you can't really pull your pants up because those are just going to stick to you. But you're at least not stuck, you know? You're mobile.
Well, this is Kentucky, though.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Just going to sit right here, wait for someone to come in.
I just want to know what went through her mind when she sat on goopy stuff and didn't automatically sit right up. Is she used to sitting on goopy stuff?
Welcome to the bathroom.
Yeah.
There's goopy stuff all over the toilets. I'm used to this in Walmart.
Kentucky.
Isn't
it at a Walmart?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right, this next story. You thought it was at a school.
I don't know why.
Oh, I thought it was at someone's home. I didn't hear you say it was at Walmart.
I think the Walmart was left out.
I could have sworn I said Walmart, but I might have left it.
All right. No, who will?
All right. A $1,000 pizza is now sold at Nino's restaurant in New York City.
Let me guess. It's made out of gold.
No, it's not made out of gold, but it does feature caviar and lobster.
Ew.
Ooh.
Have you had caviar?
I like the complete opposite reactions you get.
I like caviar.
I would not eat that.
Why is it a thousand, though?
Well,
caviar.
Caviar's not like.
It's $820 worth of 6 different types of caviar.
Oh, 6. That'd be why. All right.
Yeah, the remaining 180 covers the rest of the cost. That includes sprinkled Maine lobster on the top.
Ew.
I wonder if that'd be any good.
I'm not about to spend $1,000.
Why don't you go spend $1,000 to find out? Oh, let's break in.
Let's make our own.
Yeah.
I bet your grandparents would be down, or your grandpa and your dad would be down for that.
Can you find 6 different types of good lobster in Nebraska? You have to order some of that shit in.
Yeah.
That's a bad thing. If you really like seafood in the Midwest, you're fucked. It's all frozen that comes in, so.
Yeah, but that's good because I don't like seafood, so.
But we're set for beef, so.
We are set for beef.
A good thing. So, yeah, like, our steak is awesome here, so.
It's very delicious.
Where does chicken come from, mainly? Like, where are good chicken places?
I think everywhere.
Everywhere?
Yeah, a lot of places have chicken.
Yeah. That's something I've never really thought about. Like, where
do chickens come from? Well, Andy, they start from an egg.
But like Nebraska, we're known for like the beef and all that shit.
Who's known for chickens?
Yeah. But we also have the Tyson plant.
That is true. But doesn't
Tyson also have the Hormel plant?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
To the Google.
Which U.S. state exports the most chicken?
I like how you read it, just like you think it. Frustrated and curious at the same time.
Oh, this doesn't look like this is going to be something quite easy to find.
No, okay.
Really? Maybe you worded it weird.
Which U.S. state exports the most chicken?
No, just be like, where are most chicken?
Where do chickens come from? Where do chickens come from?
Chickens.
Chicken, Wikipedia.
I'm going to be pissed if they're imported from, like,
Australia.
Where does the U.S. get its chicken? Where does Chick-fil-A get its chicken?
I know Chick-fil-A gets its chicken from homophobes.
Well, they're Catholic and they're homophobic. They don't... Well, technically they would get it from homophobes, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That and Hobby Lobby. Don't Hobby Lobby do the same thing, or do they just not open on Sundays?
Oh, yeah. There's something up with Hobby Lobby. I don't remember.
We're not open on Sundays, except during the month of December.
Really?
We got a ship.
Yeah, well.
I'm sorry.
We're not that busy on weekends anyway, and Sunday's going to be even slower, so. Mm-hmm. We're usually busy during work days.
Bitch has got a ship.
Yeah, I can't find where we get our chicken.
No, no big.
Whatever.
It's just one of those things I don't really think about.
I'll look later and update the Facebook page.
All right.
Facebook. Yeah. Plug.
Facebook.com/RecomboPodcast. Vietnam has introduced a new law that passed with 440 votes out of 468.
Dang. All right.
The first thing it does is it makes it legal for anyone to sell tobacco products to those under 18.
Because that's a good idea.
Yeah.
What?
What is the... Why?
Yeah.
Why would they have to pass something like that?
Because it wasn't a law before.
Whoa, wait. What? It makes it illegal or legal?
Illegal.
Oh, I thought you said legal.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
All right. Well, all right.
The second it does is it bans tobacco advertisements on TV and radio.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Right. That makes good sense. Yeah.
The third thing it does is it bans smoking in public.
Dude, this is anywhere. An awesome law.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, they're passing in one bill what it took us, 50 years to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because we remember Joe Camel when we were kids. No longer there.
Yeah.
We remember people smoking in public. They no longer do that. And I mean, we're not smokers. You can still find
people smoking in public.
Yeah, but I guess not in public places.
Yeah.
You can't even do it on outdoor patios or anything.
Yeah, exactly. But this actually bans all smoking in public. Like
good.
Wow.
Like walking on a sidewalk.
And, well, good.
Yeah. No, I'm cool with it too.
Huh.
It's not like we have to go to Vietnam and worry about it. But that's cool.
Yeah, let's go to Vietnam.
It's pretty progressive.
Yeah, that's interesting. They did it in all one law.
All right. To Florida. See, now, websites that do this are tricky because I'll pull up the soundboard. It'll cover, the front of the webpage.
Yeah.
And so I'll click on one of the sides of the webpage, but there's fucking advertisements on the side.
Oh.
I hate that, but
dicks.
I wasn't fooled this time.
Proud of you.
Dicks.
Thank you, Camilla. Police in Palmetto, Florida had to tase 26-year-old Charles Baker after he stormed to his girlfriend's home and bit off a chunk out of the bicep of a man who tried to subdue him.
Dudes.
Zombies.
Is this more bath salts?
Last night, I hate when I read articles like that. Last night, which means Wednesday night this week, Baker stormed to the home where his girlfriend and his children live. He was high on a unknown substance.
It's gotta be fucking bath salts.
Barged into the home, proceeded to strip all his clothes off as he was cursing and screaming. Jeffrey Blake, who's 48, another resident of the home, tried to restrain Baker. Baker struggled, then bit Blake, taking a chunk of meat out of his left bicep, according to the arrest report. Even with the part of his arm chewed off, Blake was able to restrain Baker on the ground until Manatee County Sheriff's deputies arrived.
Manatee County.
I know. I'm the manatee. I have a layer of blubber to keep me warm in the ocean. So chances are this is another bat salt story.
Jesus.
When the officers got there, one took out his stun gun. Baker was tasered once, but then got up. So the deputy struck him again with the taser. He then tore the stun gun's probes out. So another officer pulled out his stun gun and stunned Baker. He again got up. After his fourth shock, police were eventually able to get him under the control.
Holy shit, bats.
I would have pulled out the actual gun at that point. That's not right.
Bath salts are make you fucking invincible.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Like that guy who got shot a bunch of times and was still coming at him.
Yeah.
Bath salts make you invincible.
So, to segue off that, commissioners of Miami-Dade County have given preliminary approval to outlaw the sale of bath salts, the synthetic drug that is believed to be linked to a spate of violent cannibalistic zombie attacks. Bath salts are synthetic compounds of stimulants, methylene dioxypyrovalerone, mefedrone, and pyrovalerone.
You worked your way through those, didn't you?
I practiced them earlier. The first one's the hardest. The second two, mefedrone and pyrovalerone, aren't very hard.
Oh. And these are street legal?
They're legal. Like
bath salts are legal?
They're synthetic versions of LSD and cocaine.
I guess I'm not following. What makes them legal if they're just synthetic versions of them?
Because
you have to outlaw them specifically. Cocaine's outlawed.
Yeah.
Like the substance cocaine, but if you make an imitation cocaine, that's not outlawed.
Oh, okay.
Because it's not labeled, you know.
Got it.
Because it's not technically cocaine, but it's
very close.
Got it.
All right. Simulated.
Shit, dude! With all this, you think they'd be a lot more quick on the bath salts outlawing?
I know. Bath salts are also known as lovey-dovey, euphoria, white lightning, purple wave, and ivory snow. They can be digested, smoked, or inhaled.
Jesus God.
What the hell goes through someone's mind that they don't realize what's going on when they're biting people?
Dude, it must just fuck you up beyond.
Well,
just
obviously, I can't imagine what someone's seeing that they can't see reality. Like, all right,
guys. Let's get some bath salts. Three combo bath salts.
Oh my god! Let's do an episode on bath salts.
We go back to listen.
brains.
Take it off my clothes. So, Camilla, remember, anytime Andy says you up for some lovey-dovey, he means bath salts.
Okay, I'll get the baseball bat with the nails ready.
All
right. You're going to need it if he's on bath salts. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can kill me.
I don't need your permission.
That. Yeah, I'd be
you,
all right with that.
You can kill me.
I'd be all right with that.
After years of sex with animals being technically legal in Florida, the legislature finally passed an anti-bestiality law last year.
What?
Eric, I hate last names. Eric Antunes. Yeah, Tunes and Antunes. Yeah, all right. There we go. Looked like he'd be one of the first people prosecuted under the new law when police discovered pictures of him engaged in sex acts with his girlfriend's three-legged dog.
He's giving him a good old fourth leg.
Turns out he won't face any bestiality charges since the law doesn't forbid oral sex with animals.
Oh! Ew!
Antunes, a 29-year-old Clearwater resident, was originally targeted by police after they got a tip that he was hoarding child porn on his computer, though after they searched his cell phone, they found graphic pictures of him and his girlfriend's dog.
Do you think she knew about it?
I was just going to ask that.
Like,
I wonder, she must have taken the pictures.
The girlfriend is the medical director of the Pinellas County Humane Society.
Not anymore.
Though she was unaware of what was going on.
Oh. Still. What if she was, like, supplying him animals?
Nonetheless, that's fucking... I guess that's something I never thought about, was banning bestiality, because usually society's like...
Yeah, it doesn't seem like something you'd have to say.
Yeah, society is kind of like poo-pooing, or I guess not poo-pooing, but...
It's a taboo thing.
Yeah, it's
a,
you're like...
Extremely.
Fucking
yeah.
A dog.
Well, and then much less
wrong
oral.
With you?
What
if that dog just, like, freaks the fuck out and bites your dick? Or wait, was he doing oral of the dog?
Usually in these articles it doesn't say, but this article does. Antunes was on the receiving end.
So was it like a peanut butter thing?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I guess he could
have
taken
pictures
then.
A good point.
I see how it is. Whatever. Replace
you're
me with a dark defeat and a dog.
You're going to come home one day and there's going to be like peanut butter and jelly on me and be like, hey, Camilla. Woof, woof.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Yasser Lopez, who was 16 years old, is recovering after he was accidentally hit with a spear gun by a friend during a Florida fishing trip. He had a 3-foot projectile through his brain over his right eye.
Oh, shit.
And he is now out of bed and speaking just fine.
How? Dude, he got lucky.
He was struck in his right lobe, which is his non-dominant lobe, so it didn't affect speech and motor skills.
Oh.
It also avoided major blood vessels.
Oh, God, he got fucking lucky,
dude. I bet that's like one of those, if it had been more to a centimeter to the right or left, he would be dead.
Probably. That seems to be the thing with head injuries.
Yeah, they had to cut some of the spear so they could fit him in the CT scanner.
Oh, my God.
I would want to be out for something like that.
I would, too. Uh-uh. He has no memory of the incident.
Good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, he has no memory of what happened.
You know what's on Amazon for $300? A fucking net gun.
Oh my God, we need to finally get a net gun.
Yeah.
Remember when we were talking about that at Panera?
Like, a fucking net gun. The refills are like $80, though. But a net gun.
That sucks.
A net gun.
Yeah.
What would you use it on?
I would probably Marissa, mostly. She'd come through the door. I'm up!
Stay there for a while.
Yeah. Don't move.
You could be like a Batman villain.
Dude, you... Net man.
Chill out, bird boy.
You know what I wish they'd legitimately, like, look into making? Is those things that Spider-Man has. Like, those little web shooters.
Fear spray.
But no, like, legitimate web shooters. God, I'd pay $500 for some
What would you
shooters.
Shoot out of them, though?
Like, if they can make, like, synthetic, like,
web.
Something. I'm sure someone's trying somewhere
like,
to do it.
Dude,
I'm sure it would cost a lot more than $500.
Yeah. I'd fuck with so much shit. People would try to get into their car using their key. I'd just fucking, like, stick them to the car. It's like,
You're exactly why that's not on the market.
Probably.
All right. We're going to leave Florida, and we're going to go to...
Nebraska.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Woo!
Actually, we're going right down the street.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. If you were to go out to that main street there, go down past 144th, just a little bit, you're going to see my old elementary school.
No way.
We're going right across the street from there.
Oh, jeez.
What do we got?
This one's funny.
Is this a doozy?
This one, it's just funny.
All right.
Okay. A man named Lance Wetzel. had a spat with his wife and caused a scene. Took a shotgun, actually, and staked outside in his car. Police surrounded him for about 3 hours with no end to the standoff in sight. Wetzel then decided he had to pee. So he got out of his car, and they promptly tasered him. Now, Wetzel didn't drop to the ground and lifted his shotgun. He was then shot by another deputy with a rifle through the stomach and the arm. As Wetzel went to the ground, his shotgun did discharge, but in the air.
So, all right. So he gets out of the car, gets tased.
Gets tased. He doesn't stop.
He doesn't stop.
Lifts his shotgun.
Okay, he lifts the shotgun, and then,
Officer that tased him.
Right. So did they shoot him twice, once in the stomach?
They shot him once, apparently.
He was probably maybe like that.
With a shotgun. It probably went like through there.
Oof.
Yeah. But I think that's hilarious because he spent all this time staked out in his car with a shotgun and decided, nah, I got to pee, so I'm just going to get out. Like they're not going to do anything. Like, time out.
Yeah.
Time out. I got to.
Body break. Come on, guys.
Body break. Come on.
Did you see it when it was happening?
No, I didn't. I had no idea this happened until someone told me at work.
Huh. That's ridiculous.
But yeah, I can see my old elementary school building right there. Andy, we've been there before, actually.
Is that the one we played basketball at?
No, we didn't play we played some basketball there, I think. We also kicked around a ball in the field. You, me, and Tom, and I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there
yep.
you go. Yeah.
Was that the day when I was still coming back from being sick?
God,
I don't know. There was one time when I was like, I was feeling like I'd been sick as fuck, and we went to hang out, and we played a bunch of shit outside, and the next day I was like relapsed.
That sucked.
All
right, so that will do it for news, and that will do it for another episode of Three Hit Combo Podcast.
Yay!
So remember, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc, find us on gpxgaming.net, YouTube, search 3hitcombopodcast. We're also on Blogspot, 3hitcombopodcast.blogspot.com.
Proud website of Matt Rungy.
Yeah, and email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. So for Andy and Camilla, not Skylar, this is Matt signing out. Thank you.